It's Greg and Dan Show at WMPD. Greg Batten, Dan DiOrio. 8:40 is the time on a gorgeous day. We're looking at 62 now, 83 degrees later on. All right, Steve Kelly is with a company called ELAP Services, E-L-A-P. Morning, Steve. How are you, sir? Hello, Steve. Wait a minute, Steve.
Steve's
going to think we're a bunch of nuts because we've had a devil of a time getting him on the air. Steve, there you are. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. Good morning.
Holy smokes. This is not how this normally works, Steve. This has been a weird day for us.
Well, you know what, Greg? This just shows the pain and torture you have just going through healthcare in general.
Watch that, Steve. That's how we work it here on the Greg and Dan Show. We've tied it together with what you do. Tell people what ELAP Services, ELAP, does.
So we are a cost containment firm. We work with individual employers that sponsor health plans. So they could be school districts, car dealerships, manufacturers all across the country. We have 400 individual clients, and they are employers who have stepped out of the mainstream. They're no longer using the traditional means of turning your insurance process or your benefit process over to an insurance company, but they're kind of taking the bull by the horns. And the major thing they do, the big problem with employer-based healthcare in our mind is that the employers and the employees really don't understand what it costs. They're sort of spectators for the process. So we're trying to bring a kind of employer activism to the table where employers will state affirmatively, here's what our plan pays for services, here's the amount we pay medical providers. And we've got these 400 clients. Some of them have had tremendous success over the years at containing costs. So we've tried to look at what it is that they're doing, what it is that's working out there, and to put it into what we call the Employer Bill of Rights.
Well, let me ask you
an initiative.
Before we get to the Bill of Rights, let me ask you this about just the guys I know. Car dealers are a great example. I know a lot of Dan and I are friends with a lot of car dealers here in Peoria, Illinois. How much did they then have? It sounds like to me there's going to be a lot of requirements from the employer to really dig in and understand healthcare costs, options, et cetera. And I'm wondering how much they're willing to do that. It seems like a lot of work. Or are you saying to me, yes, it is a lot of work, but it's worth it?
It's not as much work as you would think. There are great data sources available, and it's easy for even a car dealership, the CFO of a car dealership, can understand what it costs for a hip replacement from one facility to the next. I think that's absolutely
okay.
Knowable. To your second point, yeah, it's usually healthcare costs are one of the top three expenses for most American businesses. So is there a reason to do it, and is there a benefit to the employer plan? Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, tell me about this Bill of Rights.
So what we're doing is we've noticed that certain employers do things well. They understand what they're paying for healthcare. They know what services cost facility by facility in their own region. The opposite of the Bill of Rights would be employers simply passing more cost down to the workforce by way of deductibles and copays.
Sure. So, well, that's kind of the standard way it goes. Yeah.
It's the way it's going more and more.
Yeah.
It's a real tragedy because it's eroding the standard of living for a lot of working families. But if an employer simply steps to the fore and says, look, I'm going to understand what these things cost. I'm going to understand what local hospitals are charging for different services. I'm going to go out and meet them. It's interesting. The employer community is great at containing cost in every aspect of their enterprise. You look at rent, you look at salary,
sure,
you look at logistics. They know what's going on, but move over to healthcare, and there seems to be just a black box. Nobody understands what things cost. I think it's largely because we've been very passive. I'm speaking of myself. I'm an employer as well. We've been very passive, and we've kind of abdicated this role to the insurance industry, and I would say with disastrous results. So the Employer Bill of Rights is really a call to arms. It doesn't require them to get into the insurance business. It simply requires employers to take a more diligent role and be really strong fiduciaries and managers of those plan assets.
So you're cutting out the middleman essentially, but when it comes to copays and things like that, does it actually lessen the cost for the employee?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just say we're talking about a common procedure, a CT scan. If that has a cost of, and we all know that the charge, the hospital's charge, we're always talking about charges versus cost. If they charge $2,000 for it, an insurance company will often get it, and they'll just tell you, we get a discount of 50%. So aren't you happy with that 50% discount? That sounds great. But the reality is, the cost of that service might have been $100 to perform that CAT scan. So if we pay them, if we understand what that cost is, and the employer says, look, I'll pay you a 50% markup on your cost, and they get it for $150 instead of a 50% discount off of $2,000, that's a significant step forward. And really, this is just basic business 101. And we're fully confident that an employer that educates themselves, even at a minimal level, and just sits down at a table with the local healthcare system and says, here's what I need for my workforce. Here's what I'm trying to do. I don't want to pass more costs down to them, which becomes bad debt to you, Mr. Hospital, by the way. So let's sit down here and work out a deal that works.
Wow, dude, that's amazing.
That works for your system.
Well, not only, you know, the big complaint that a lot of people have in the current healthcare system is the lack of free market competitiveness, so to speak. And the fact that, you know, you just, if it's a $20 copay, I don't blink. I don't ask questions. I'm not paying that much. It seems now that you're actually putting a little bit of more free market principles back into healthcare.
No question. And that has been missing, or completely missing to date. There are negotiations going on between insurance companies and health systems. But the people most affected, namely the employers and the employees, are outside of that discussion, completely outside of it. So, you know, we've seen any number of employers that just take the bull by the horns. We have a client down in San Antonio, a woman that said, I need to contract for, you know, multi-specialty, all the specialist services for my employees. So she simply went around to a couple of large practices in San Antonio, says, here's what I need. And here's what I'm willing to pay. She informed, armed herself with some basic information, and it had a dramatic impact. They've been able to keep the level of employee contributions to the plan at a minimum. And in some cases, we're seeing employers actually reducing them. So this is doable, and it is absolutely fixable. And I think your point about market forces is very well put, and we just haven't really applied ourselves.
And Steve, the
Bill of Rights is about that.
And Steve, your company then would help in finding out those pieces of information that I could arm myself with to go have those conversations to the healthcare provider. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We work with, there's exhaustive data filed every year by every hospital in the country to CMS, the Center for Medicare Studies. So it's relatively easy to figure out what things cost. And I think more to the big step forward is to just get to the table and start to have a dialogue. And we're convinced that local employers have a strong incentive to do this. They can form a working partnership, a business relationship with the local healthcare system, and that is the way forward. We've seen the short legislation, well-intentioned as it might be, is very difficult to impact on a local level. And
that's
the
very interesting,
in our mind, have not been able to do it yet. So this is a different way forward.
And finally, the last thing that's also missing from the current health insurance is the preventative side of that, of health clubs, of people taking care of themselves, getting therapies, or, you know, everywhere from, you know, vitamins or whatever it may be. There's a lot of things we can do to prevent illness in the long run if you incentivize people. And frankly, I'm one who I haven't used the healthcare system hardly at all. I should be getting money back or a reduced rate. I mean, we really have to put incentives for the individual back into the healthcare system.
Steve, Dan's expecting the doctor to send him money.
Yeah, I
That's
am.
What he's looking for.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah,
that works.
Well,
a lot of that money coming back.
Real quick, because we're super out of time here. Steve Kelly, ELAP Services, ELAP Services. Your employer Bill of Rights. Can you run it down real quick? Can you just give them to me real fast?
Yeah, pay a fair amount for health care. Know what health care services cost. Audit medical bills. Explore your options. Offer employees a comprehensive benefits program. Design a plan for your needs. Defend the interest of your employees and make direct connections with providers and healthcare systems. It's at employerbillofrights.com.
You know what I really like is that number seven, defend the best interest of your employees. That doesn't happen often. That doesn't happen very often. We kind of get it a little bit, but not really. I really like what you're doing, Steve. We're calling you, by the way, the money ball of healthcare.
Yeah, the money ball, which is kind of what it is, the metrics of it. But you know what? Absolutely. If you ever talk to people who are in a health savings account, they will tell you when you just have to pay cash and you go in with cash, it's a completely different cost structure.
All right, give it the website again, Steve.
The website is employerbillofrights.com, that's part of the ELAP Services is our company, ELAP Services, based in Chesterbrook, Pennsylvania.
All right, buddy. Nice to talk to you, and we appreciate your patience and getting this all together. We had a bit of a snafu trying to get this morning. We appreciate Steve's patience. That's really interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Well, but I wonder how the insurance companies are going to respond.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But if you've often said in this whole Obamacare conversation we've had over the last 7-8 years that it wasn't about that wasn't about health care.
No, that was not a health care bill. That was an insurance bill.
It wasn't about health care costs.
No.
Bill.
Right.
This is about health care costs.
Right. The Obama thing, and they did it from the heart of trying to get people covered pre-existing conditions, right. But it was more an insurance bill than it was a health care bill.
Or a health care cost bill.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to be able to talk to somebody and go, look, I don't want to pay that for that procedure.
Hey, yeah, right.
All right.